One of those shot to death was Amina Mohammed, a 26-year-old African-American mother of two sons who was killed last Saturday night as she was coming out of her house. Mohammed's aunt, Malitha Jones, says her niece liked to joke with and help others.
She liked to rib. Majority of her time, she liked to spend it with the kids.
Milwaukee police say they continue to investigate Mohammed's death as officers do the killing Monday of O.Z. Johnson, Jr., a 48-year-old African-American man. The shootings come as the anti-gun group WAVE plans to finish a statewide tour tomorrow at Alice's Garden in Milwaukee, a two-acre community garden not far from the city's most violence-prone neighborhoods. WAVE will display hundreds of pairs of empty shoes representing gun homicide and suicide victims in a labyrinth. The garden's executive director, Venus Williams, explains.
The shoes will not go around the entire labyrinth because those lives were cut short. So the shoes will only go in the beginning of the labyrinth, in the beginning of the path.
Clayton Malliott is an intern coordinator at Alice's Garden. The technical college student says it's also been a refuge for him.
Stay away from things that, you know, I might get into if I'm out in party life, or, you know what I'm saying?
Malliott says he's heard gunfire in the neighborhood closest to Alice's Garden, and some people who grow plants there come in with stories of blood being shed by relatives or friends. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.